The group Concerned Citizens of Adams County is fighting the proposed slaughterhouse, which would be the second largest in the state. Attorney Andrew Hansen is with Midwest Environmental Advocates, which is advising the citizens. He says yard signs which say no slaughterhouse are popping up all over the county.
Slaughterhouses are dirty. There are health risks associated with them. The work is undesirable, and they pollute, especially with the large slaughterhouses. And this quality beef slaughterhouse is going to be one of those large slaughterhouses.
Hansen says the 8-month fight is being bolstered by a new Sierra Club report. That report lists hundreds of criminal and civil violations at meat factories around the U.S. Two Green Bay companies made the list because they produced beef contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The third, a factory in Westfield, was cited for having chicken contaminated with plastic. Sierra Club spokesperson Carol Terrell says neighbors of factory farms and consumers need to know which factories have these violations.
It's very important that the public scrutinize the foods that they buy and know which companies have a bad track record, a bad rap sheet. The meat companies who've earned the title of least wanted are supplying food to grocery stores in our hometowns.
Meantime, proponents of the slaughter facility say it would bring up to 300 jobs to Adams County, which has income levels significantly lower than the state's average. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.